Welcome back, Deep Divers, ready to explore another fascinating topic with us. Today, we're diving headfirst into the world of risk assessments, specifically how they play out in South Africa, which, you know, always adds its own unique flavor to things. And you've sent us some really intriguing material on this. Let me tell you, it's way more than just ticking boxes on a checklist.
You got that right. It's about crafting a work environment that's not just safe, but also more productive and successful for everyone. And that's something I'm really passionate about.
And your expertise in occupational health and safety here in South Africa definitely makes you the perfect guide for this deep dive.
Well, I've spent years in this field, and I can tell you, it's not just about dry regulations or avoiding penalties. This is about understanding the real-world impact these assessments have.
And that's precisely what jumped out at me from the document you shared, The Crucial Role of Risk Assessments in Health and Safety, a South African perspective. That title alone tells you this isn't some generic one-size-fits-all guide, right?
Absolutely. It's about taking those principles and applying them to the very specific context of South Africa.
One of the things that struck me was how it highlights the link between risk assessments and something we always talk about, employee morale.
Mm-hmm.
Especially given South Africa's history with worker rights, that's a pretty big deal, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that this isn't just about ticking boxes, it's about people.
It really hit home when I read about that mining operation in Mpumalanga. They were facing a serious risk of rock falls, right?
Right. A very real danger in that industry.
So they implemented a thorough risk assessment, and it ended up saving lives. It really underscores how important this stuff is. This isn't just paperwork. It's about protecting people.
It's about fostering a culture of care, demonstrating a real commitment to the well-being of your employees.
Right. Putting your money where your mouth is, so to speak.
Exactly. And it's not just the right thing to do. It's the smart thing to do, especially here in South Africa. Because this commitment to safety is directly linked to the legal landscape.
You're talking about the Occupational Health and Safety Act of 1993, right? That's right up your alley.
Exactly. And the key thing to grasp here is that this act makes risk assessments mandatory in South Africa, not optional. Not a suggestion, the law.
So understanding this stuff isn't just about avoiding a slap on the wrist. It's about potentially protecting yourself and your organization from serious legal trouble.
Precisely. Ignorance is not a defense in the eyes of the law.
Definitely not. And this is where things get interesting from a financial perspective too, right? Because COIDA, the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Act, comes into play.
COIDA. Always a hot topic.
To say the least. But this document highlights a benefit I hadn't really considered before. It argues that a good safety record, one built on thorough risk assessments, can actually lower your COIDA premiums.
That's a great point.
It's not just about avoiding accidents or staying out of legal hot water.
Yeah.
It's about potentially saving your organization a significant amount of money.
Absolutely. See, when you look at it that way, risk assessments aren't an expense. They're an investment.
An investment in your people? Your reputation? And yeah, your bottom line. Now that's a compelling argument if I've ever heard one.
It's about changing the way we think about safety.
Exactly. And speaking of changing the way we think, I noticed a theme of continuous improvement running through this document. It kept popping up.
Rightfully so. It's a crucial concept, especially in a dynamic, ever-evolving environment like South Africa's.
Businesses here have to be adaptable, right? They can't just rest on their laurels.
Exactly. What works today might not work tomorrow. And this document stresses that risk assessments can't be a one-and-done exercise. They need to be as dynamic as the workplaces they're assessing.
So it's about staying ahead of the curve, right?
You've got it. Imagine you're in a fast-growing tech startup, for example. Things change quickly in that world.
I'm picturing beanbag chairs and brainstorming sessions, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. But even in that environment, new equipment comes in, the team grows, the way you work evolves. Each change brings new potential hazards.
That makes sense. So regularly reviewing and updating those risk assessments is crucial.
Absolutely. It's about anticipating those changes and adapting your safety protocols before something goes wrong. Proactive, not reactive.
And that proactive approach ties into another benefit highlighted in the document, something that's particularly relevant in the South African context, emergency preparedness.
Oh, absolutely. You can't talk about risk in South Africa without considering our unique set of challenges.
We've got load shedding, aging infrastructure, and let's be real, the potential for social unrest.
Right. And it's not just about preventing those everyday accidents. It's about being prepared for those curveballs life throws your way.
Those unforeseen events that can really disrupt businesses and, of course, put people at risk.
You've got it. And this document really stresses the importance of using risk assessments to think through those what-if scenarios. What if there is a fire, a major storm, even a security breach? You're thinking about those worst-case scenarios, but instead of panicking, you're coming up with a plan, a clear course of action. That's what risk assessments allow you to do.
So you're not just hoping for the best, you're actively building resilience into your operations, right?
Absolutely. And in a place like South Africa, where we know things can change in a heartbeat, that kind of proactive planning is essential. And, you know, this all circles back to something we touched on earlier, employee morale.
Right, because a big part of that resilience comes from having a workforce that's engaged, motivated, and feels valued.
Exactly. And this document, it actually uses this phrase that really resonated with me. It says, when an organization demonstrates a genuine commitment to health and safety through these regular risk assessments, I love this part, it sends a powerful message to its employees. We value you and your well-being.
Powerful stuff, right? It really is. And in South Africa, with our history, our struggles for worker rights, that message carries even more weight.
Absolutely. It goes beyond just words on paper, you know? It's about building trust, demonstrating through action that you're serious about their safety, that it's not just a box to be ticked.
It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Exactly. And here's the thing, that commitment, that genuine care for employee well-being, it doesn't just make people feel good, it can actually create this ripple effect of positive outcomes for the entire organization.
Right, because when employees feel safe and valued, when they see that you're invested in their well-being, they're more likely to be productive, engaged, even loyal to the company.
Exactly. It's about creating that win-win situation. And, you know, this document makes another really important point about involving employees in the risk assessment process itself.
Because they're the ones on the ground, day in and day out.
Exactly. They're the ones who are going to see potential hazards firsthand, things that someone sitting in an office might miss completely.
They have that frontline experience.
Exactly. There's an example in this document, actually, about a factory, right?
Yep.
And they were using this new cleaning chemical. And management had done their own risk assessment, but it wasn't until they actually talked to the employees, the ones who were actually handling the chemicals day in and day out, that they discovered a potential problem.
What happened?
Well, turns out it could cause skin irritation for some people, something that the initial assessment had missed completely.
And because those employees were included, they felt comfortable enough to speak up.
Exactly. And that's the key, right? Creating that environment where employees feel empowered to voice their concerns, knowing that their input is valued. And there are a lot of ways to do that. The document talks about these regular toolbox talks where safety is the focus, creating a space for open dialogue and feedback.
So it's not just about ticking boxes. It's about having those conversations, that open communication.
Exactly. And for those who might be a bit more hesitant to speak up directly, even something as simple as a suggestion box can make a difference, especially if it's specifically for safety concerns.
I like that. It gives people different avenues for sharing their thoughts, especially those who maybe aren't as comfortable speaking up in a group setting.
Exactly. It's about meeting people where they're at. Because when employees feel heard, when they see that their concerns are taken seriously, it reinforces that culture of safety, that we're all in this together.
It becomes a shared responsibility, not just a top-down mandate.
Exactly. And this ties into another important aspect this document highlights, a company's reputation.
Right. Because in today's world, a company's commitment to safety, or lack thereof, it doesn't stay hidden. It gets out there.
Absolutely. Internally, within the organization, a strong safety record speaks volumes to your employees. It shows them, again, that you're serious about their well-being, which, as we've discussed, is crucial here in South Africa.
And externally, it seems like it's becoming more and more important for customers and investors too, right?
Oh, absolutely. People want to align themselves with businesses that share their values. And knowing that a company prioritizes the safety and well-being of its workforce, that goes a long way these days.
It's about walking the walk once again. But beyond just reputation, this document really seems to frame risk assessments not just as a compliance tool, but as this, I don't know, this engine for continuous improvement. Like, it can actually make businesses better on a fundamental level.
You've hit the nail on the head. Risk assessments, when they're done right, they're not static documents gathering dust on a shelf.
They need to be living documents, constantly evolving.
Yes. living, breathing tools that help organizations constantly improve not just their safety performance, but their overall operational efficiency as well.
Okay, I love that. Living, breathing tools. So how does that work in a practical sense? How can businesses actually use these assessments to drive that kind of continuous improvement?
It's about fostering a culture of learning and adaptation. So after a risk assessment is conducted, that's not the end of the story. That's just the beginning. Those findings, they need to be shared, discussed with everyone involved, from the employees on the ground to the management team making decisions.
So it's about opening up that dialogue, getting everyone's perspectives on how to best address those risks.
Exactly. And this is where South Africa's incredible diversity becomes such a strength.
Oh, how so?
Well, what might seem like a minor issue to one person could be a huge hazard to someone else, depending on their background, their physical abilities, even just their understanding of the task at hand.
So tapping into that diversity of thought, of experience, it becomes critical for identifying and mitigating those risks effectively.
Precisely. It's about creating an environment where everyone feels safe and empowered to share their perspective. And ultimately, that leads to a safer, more productive workplace for everyone.
It's amazing, isn't it? We often think about risk assessments as this kind of, you know, dry technical thing. But here in South Africa, they really take on this whole other level of importance.
It's about the bigger picture, right? It's about understanding that safety, ethics, employee morale, even a company's reputation, they're all connected.
Yeah, they're all pieces of the same puzzle. And what I appreciate about this document is that it doesn't just highlight those connections, it gives you the tools to actually do something about it, to use risk assessments, not just to avoid bad stuff, but to proactively create a better, more thriving work environment.
Yeah, it's about shifting your mindset. Instead of seeing risk as this burden, this thing you have to do, you start to see it as an opportunity.
I love that. So as we start to wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listener walks away with today?
I want them to feel empowered. I want them to realize that even small steps towards improving risk assessment practices can make a real difference in their own workplace and for their own well-being.
It's not about overhauling everything overnight, right?
Right.
It can be as simple as starting a conversation or making a suggestion.
Exactly. Or even just taking some time to read through those guidelines, those resources that are out there.
Because knowledge is power, as they say.
Absolutely. And you don't have to do this alone. There are experts, consultants, a ton of information online.
You're never truly alone on this deep dive. Okay, well, it seems we've reached the surface on this topic, but as always, we like to leave you with something to ponder.
A little food for thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you to consider based on everything we've talked about today. What's one concrete action, big or small, that you can take to either implement or advocate for better, more effective risk assessment practices in your own workplace? Maybe it's having a chat with your manager. Maybe it's suggesting one of those toolbox talks we discussed. Or maybe it's just taking some time to familiarize yourself with the Occupational Health and Safety Act. Whatever that step is, take it. Because by prioritizing safety, you're not just protecting yourself and your colleagues. You're contributing to a more responsible and resilient business landscape here in South Africa.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
And on that note, keep exploring those fascinating topics, keep asking those insightful questions, and until next time, deep divers, stay curious.